Westhouse
to Stonelaw,
High Cross Hill
to Cunningarloop,
and across the south-east of Glasgow.
This is Cam Glen Radio.
107.9 FM.
Your voice, your music, your station.
Telling your story on Cam Glen Radio.
Write me a letter, send me a line, make me feel.
We've all wondered what our future self might look like, or what our past self would advise us. Imagine if that wasn't a thought experiment, but reality. The novel we're drawing inspiration from today centres on a character whose life is lived out of sequence. It's called Una Out of Order by Margarita Montemor. Every New Year's Eve, they leap to a different random year in their own timeline. This means they're constantly adjusting, waking up in bodies they don't recognise, knowing they have no idea if the next new year will bring them back to their past or throw them decades into the future. The only constant is a letter to self, a guide, a warning, and an anchor. It's an extreme example, perhaps, but it perfectly highlights our own need as the new year approaches to shed our regrets, let go of the need for control, and give our future selves the wisdom we've gained in the present. So here are the letters the team are writing to our next selves. Enjoy.
Just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you.
I know you love you love your group days, radio shows, and cheering on the team. That's great. But there's one thing you do that gets in your way. You let the bad things stop the good things. Remember last year when the football team lost a few games in a row? I felt so down and almost skipped your weekly group for a month. And when there was a small change to your schedule, you let that small hassle ruin your day, your good mood, for a week. And you stopped looking forward to things. Here is the warning. Don't let a loss stop the whole game. Don't let one bit of bad news stop you from going out. You feel best when you're out of the house, right when you're having a laugh or sitting next to the people who know you. That feeling of belonging is what matters most. Next, the following year, when things are gloomy, tell yourself this. This is a problem, not my whole life. A problem is just one thing. Your friends and your groups are everything. Keep showing up. Keep being the reliable guy. Don't let the clouds block your floodlights. Your current self.
Dear next year's self, you're a meticulous planner. You like to see the steps, the structure, and the clear path ahead. That's a strength. It's how you get things done. But here's the warning I have for you. Don't let the pursuit of the next step rob you of the stability and satisfaction of the current one. Remember that big home project you tackled this year? Once you finished phase one, you immediately jumped into phase two, worrying about the budget and the timeline for phase three. You risked missing the real success, the clarity and confidence you gained from perfectly completing phase one. You were so focused on the end of the project that you forgot to appreciate the excellent detailed process that got you to the first milestone. This coming year, I am cautioning you against sacrificing momentum for more acceleration. Don't jump ahead simply to feel finished. When you feel that familiar itch to rush forward, I need you to pause. Look at the structured, high-quality progress you've already made right now. Your goal shouldn't be to simply cross the finishing line. It should be to value the quality and presence of the journey that you're on. Stay anchored in the moment of clarity, because that is where your real power lies. So keep the focus from your current self.
I learned to live without you, maybe in time. Now I'm living to learn. I learned to live without you, maybe in time. I'm learning to live without my.
Tomorrow. need to tell you something because I know you will forget. Don't let the darkness win. Face those negative thoughts and challenge them. Please make sure you find ways to keep those thoughts in check. Don't let the outside influences cloud your judgment. Focus on what you want to do, what you can do, and what you are doing. I am not beating around the bush here. You can change things and you can make things better when it goes wrong. You can get through this, so find a way. No excuses. Time to stop focusing on the bad times and the bad things. It's time to summon up some good. Let's make that happen, you and me. We both know what we have to do, so let's do it.
You're always pulling me up, but I keep pushing you down. This weight upon myself makes me tired and you frustrated. 'Cause when you wanna spend some time, I am lost in my own world. Gonna make these feelings fix. Promise I am trying to make us work. Gotta learn to love me to love you. Gotta learn to love me so I can love you. This pressure I put myself through is only causing me hurt. Happy chasing leaves me wrapped in my own thoughts. Gone affecting you, living absent in the world. I'll take this pain inside, 'cause all I wanna do is make us work. Gotta learn to love me to love you. Gotta learn to love me so I can love you. This pressure I put myself through is only causing me hurt, and now it's hurting you too. So focused searching for self-love, and I hate myself more when I can't focus on us. Learn to love me to love you. Gotta learn to love me again. I wish that I could see myself through your eyes. Eyes, eyes.
Hello, future you. Here's your best tip for the year ahead. You need a small job to do. You love having a purpose and what's, and that's what makes your week click. This year, choose one little thing in one of your groups and make it your own. Yours to own. It doesn't have to be hard, but it has to be reliable and positive. Maybe you make sure everyone has a biscuit with their cuppa if they want one, or that the room is tidy before everyone leaves. This is your simple, repeatable purpose that gets you out of the door, get out the door feeling ready. It gives you a reason to feel important when you walk into the room. When you focus on this small task, you won't have as much time to worry about the negatives. You'll be too busy being the one who makes things run smoothly. Purpose is the light that guides you. Go on, find your simple job and enjoy being useful. Isn't you peace and a full biscuit tin and cups of tea, kettle, tea, milk, sugar, and ask what everybody would like, tea or coffee, or water or fruit juice. I would offer them, even get them cappuccinos and other things they maybe need as well. Wool, crochet needles, thread, wool, as I said, wool. All the different things that we do at the handicraft group. And everybody has a good time chatting.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. You down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. Come down. Hey!
Dear Namra, before anything else, please pause. Take one slow breath, feel the way that your chest is rising, how your shoulders soften, and how your mind just clears a little. Hold on to this feeling, this quiet, steady understanding that you are enough, exactly as you are in this moment. There will be days in the coming year when you forget this. Days when the world gets too loud, too tough, too scary, too energetic, when expectations pile up, when comparison creeps into your thoughts like a shadow. You'll scroll through perfect snapshots of other people's lives and wonder why yours either feels uncertain. You'll set goals and worry that you're behind. You hear voices, external and internal, whispering that you should do more, prove more, be more. When that happens, cast your mind back to here. Return to this calm place of the past Namra inside you, where you know without question that your worth has never been dependent on achievement. It was never a prize to be earned. It has always been something inherent, something unshakable, rooted in your courage, your resilience, and your ability to try again and again. Remember that growth doesn't always look perfect or dramatic. Sometimes it's small. Choosing rest, choosing honesty, choosing to show up even when you feel imperfect or when you're really, really tired. Sometimes it's that subtle as noticing how you speak to yourself and deciding to be gentler. Your inner voice, the real one, the real Namra on the inside, not the anxious one, not the perfectionist one, is soft but wise. It speaks in clarity, not in fear. It doesn't rush you. It doesn't shame you, most importantly. It guides you like a choir lantern in the dark, reminding you that you already have what you need inside you. As you move into the next year, protect that voice. Listen to it when others try to drown it out or put you down or scare you. Let it remind you that it's okay to feel sad or so tired or unsure. Emotions are not failures. Please remember that. They are signs that you're alive and paying attention. Let acceptance be your anchor. Let self-compassion be your compass. And when you doubt yourself, and you will, you know you will, return to these words. You are enough. You've always been enough. You always will be enough. With your deepest respect, past Namra.
From the tales you tell, you're so old and innocent as hell. How I love your questions, you queen of the new year. You're so young and you know so much. Oh, my mind's not made up about the way forward. My heart, you know these things. My name for you is Queen of the New Year. All the stars in heaven go dim to the lights only in him. All the stars in heaven are proud as the lights in us go out. Difficult year. Oh, your mother, she gave me problems. What am I gonna do with your honest heart? A champion of love,
Just a note from past you. Remember how you have all those different things you want to do or think you need to find more time to do? Well, I'm just here to remind you to please find time to do them. The big one that I'm thinking of at the minute is, of course, those stories of ours. Stephen King and Terry Pratchett were able to write a book a year, sometimes more, while you write 3 paragraphs a month at best. Do you want to end up like George R. R. Martin, taking 12 years and counting to write a book? I don't think so. What do you mean you have a full-time job and they didn't? Well, maybe you would have more time to write if you spent less time on YouTube watching the monologues from late-night shows from America. Also, you keep saying every time Bake Off is on that you want to learn how to cook or bake. Might want to get on that, finally. Oh, and just before I go, I would like to remind you of all the video games you want to get or replay at some point. Now, let's see, last time I checked, the list was Tales of Graces, Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Yooka Replay, Paper Mario, The Origami King. Oh, wait, what do you mean, don't read out the full list, it's too long? It's not that much longer. All I have left are Pokemon Shield, Pokemon Violet, and Dragon Heart series, plus there's also... Oh, okay, fine, I will stop there for now. I think that is enough, and I'm sure that list has changed by now. So, yes, remember the stories. Focus on them for once. Okay, see you later. Bye.
I'm gonna find my way. take no fast train. Hey, the lonely days are gone, I'm coming home. Well, my baby, she wrote me that letter.
Dearest self, as this year closes, take a moment and feel the weight lift from your shoulders. Forget the things that went wrong. Those are just data points, not destiny. I want you to focus on the essential lesson we've learned. Value the present connection, the present clarity, and the present effort. Think about your daily interactions. The most important part wasn't the email you sent or the meeting you prepared for. It was the shared process of listening and understanding. It was the clarity of that conversation, the feeling of mutual effort, and the knowledge that you're actively building something useful, one moment at a time. That sense of doing good work is the truest form of gratitude you can feel. So as you look into the new year, I want you to be a master of presence. When you're talking with someone, be fully there. When you're solving a problem, focus only on the piece in front of you. Don't dilute the power of this moment by worrying about what you have to do next or next week or next month. The future is built one clear, focused moment at a time. The stability you crave comes not from knowing the final outcome, but from fully engaging with the step you're on right now. So live in the now and enjoy it. Enjoy the usefulness of it. Engage with it. And be present from your dearest current self.
After midnight, we don't let it all hang down. After midnight, we don't chug a lightning shot. We don't stimulate some action. We don't get some satisfaction. We don't find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
After midnight, we gon' lay it all hang down.
After midnight.
After midnight, we gon' shake your tambourine. Suspicion, we gon' give an exhibition. We gon' find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
After midnight, we gon' let it all hang down. We'll be right back.
Dear 2026 Namra, as you stand at the threshold of another year, take a moment to look around you. Truly look. Notice something that you might have missed. A colour, a sound, a feeling. Feel how your breath comes and goes without being asked. Let yourself arrive fully in this moment. This, right here, is where life actually happens. You might be tempted in the coming year to replay old memories, or you might find yourself living in the future, planning every detail, you know you do this, trying to predict outcomes that haven't even yet begun to unfold. But neither of those places is real anymore. The past has finished speaking, the future hasn't even spoken yet. The only place where you hold any power, any joy, any true presence is right now. So let this year be an invitation, a gentle reminder to live your life in real time. Don't rush through moments just to check off the next list. Don't wait for some perfect milestone to finally allow yourself happiness. Let yourself experience the small things with gratitude. The warmth of morning light, even though you sleep late. The sound of laughter, even though you hate the sound of your own laughter. The comfort of a familiar routine, but know that you might have to change your routine and adapt to it. And the softness of a quiet evening. Please do not stay up all night. You don't need extraordinary circumstances to feel alive. You only need to pay attention in the present. When stress rises or uncertainty clouds your view, breathe. Ask yourself, what is the one thing that I can notice right now? It might be something tiny. A scent, stillness, even texture. Like the fluffiness of your jacket. But that small anchor will bring you back to yourself. Presence isn't about perfection. It's about choosing the current moment, improving yourself in real time, again and again, as much as you can. So as this year begins to unwind its chapters, let the core purpose be simple. Be here. Be grateful for what is unfolding right in front of you. Let yourself experience it all. The quiet, the discomfort, the growth, the evolving, with an openness and wonder. Life is happening right now in each breath. All you have to do is meet it. With a deeper respect, Namra 2025.
If I could write a letter to me, send it back in time to myself at 17. First I'd prove it's me by saying, look under your bed. There's a skull can and a playboy no one else would know you hid. And then I'd say I know it's tough when you break up after 7 months. And yeah, I know you really liked her, and it just don't seem fair. But all I can say is pain like that is fast and it's rare. And oh, you got so much going for you, going right. But I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. She wasn't right for you, and still you feel like there's a knife sticking out of your back. You're still around to write this letter to me. At the stop sign at Tomlinson and 8th, I always stop completely. Well, don't just tap your brakes. And when you get a date with Bridget, make sure the tank is full. On second thought, forget it. That one turns out kinda cool. Each and every time you have a fight, just assume you're wrong and Dad is right. And you should really thank Miss Brinkman. She spends so much extra time. It's like she sees the diamond underneath, and she's polishing you till you shine. And oh, you got so much going for you, going right. But I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. Tonight's the bonfire rally, but you're staying home instead. Because if you fail algebra, Mom and Dad will kill you. Trust me, you'll squeak by and get a seat. And you're still around to write this letter to me. But you got so much up ahead. You'll make new friends. You should see your kids and wife. And I'd end by saying, have no fear. These are no. I'll see you in the mirror when you're a grown man. P.S. Go hug Aunt Rita every chance you can. And oh, you got so much going for you, going right. But I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. I wish you'd study Spanish. I wish you'd take a typing class. I wish you wouldn't worry and let it be. Hey, I'd say have a little faith and you'll see. If I could write a letter to me.
As the clock ticks towards midnight, remember that you don't have to be ready for the new year to be worthy of it. Time moves on, and so will you. Be kind to the person you were, and be excited for the person you're becoming. The journey begins not only on January 1st, but right now, every now, with a deep breath and a moment of gratitude. From all of us in telling your story, Happy New Year, and take good care of your next self.
No more champagne. love, me and you, feeling lost and feeling blue. It's the end of the party, and the morning seems so grey, so unlike yesterday. Now's the time for us to say,
Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Sometimes I see how the brave new world arrives, and I see how it thrives in the ashes of our lives. Oh yes, man is a fool, and he thinks he'll be okay, dragging on feet of clay.
Telling your story on Cam Glen Radio.
From Firm Cross
to Fern Hill.
From High Cross Hill
to Halfway.
And across the southeast of Glasgow.
This is Cam Glen Radio.
107.9 FM.
Your local station.
Tune in to
Telling Your Story. Every Sunday
for local stories from
local people challenging
the stigma
of mental health.
Sundays from 1 PM
on Cam Glen Radio.
Pirate Les on Cam.